Actual meditation. This is called a basic sundap. Sundap meditation is where you try to get some blessing or energy from a holy being, okay? And Jetsun Kapa, who taught the first Dalai Lama, teacher of the first Dalai Lama, was a specialist at this. And he did it about half his meditations. Even after he became a great master, even after he got very close to being enlightened, he would still do this meditation. Okay, so it's a very good meditation. So put your hands back. And then take your position and then decide you're not going to move. Okay. And then watch your breath again. Okay. Then build up that vision again of the person in front of you, sitting in front of you like a holy being, and build it up from their outline first, their silhouette, like see them with a light behind them and just get their outline right. Then see their eyes. And then the rest of their face. Then add their hair and their shoulders with color. And then the rest of their body. then add their warmth and their scent and movement in their body. And then imagine how they think and what it feels like to be in their mind. And then try to think of the one or two spiritual qualities or the good qualities that they have that you would like to have. Or things that you're not very strong about that they are very perfect about, that you'd like to learn from them or have from them. And then imagine that they agree to help you. You ask them in your mind to help you and they agree. Then imagine that they put their hands on your chest, in the middle of your chest, and you could feel the warmth in their hands. And then imagine that the things that you would like to learn from them are coming into you through their hands and then spreading around your body like your blood. Okay. In Tibetan, they do it's like a golden light, some beautiful, warm, golden light is spreading around your body. And then imagine that your body is made of light, and that it's very, very beautiful like their body, and very, very pure, and your mind is very, very pure. Imagine that you've become like them. Then imagine that the light goes out of your body. We say it goes out from the little pores in your skin. Little light, rays of light going out, touching the other people around you and helping them, giving them some kind of strength and some kind of compassion for them. Then at the end of the meditation, you imagine that you ask that person to come into you and stay inside of you and continue to bless you during the whole night while you sleep and then in the morning. And then they agree with joy, and then they start rising up off the ground. They're still facing you, and they get smaller and smaller and smaller. And then they rise above your head. And then they turn around to face the same way as you. And then they settle down on your head. And at this point, they're very small, like maybe 3 inches high. And they're resting on the top of your head, and try to feel them there. And then they get smaller and smaller and smaller, and they start to come down towards your heart from the top. They sink into your body, and they come down. They follow a path just in front of your backbone. It's about a half inch or a little more in front of your backbone, and they're coming straight down very slowly, and they're shrinking smaller and smaller. And then just before they get to the level of your heart, imagine like a small capsule in that, at the level of your heart, just in front of your backbone, about a half inch or a little bit more, and it's like a little chamber about the size of a pea. And from the outside, when you look at it, it seems like about the size of a pea, but when you put your mind inside, it's this big, beautiful chamber full of beautiful lights and soft cushions and silks and incense smells, and make it a beautiful place. And in the center, put a big, soft flower like a rose laid down open flat. And each petal is a really, really soft silk cushion. And then they come down and they sit in the middle of it. And imagine them there, and imagine them like blessing your mind, blessing your body the whole day. And then remember, when you need something during the day, or you're about to get angry, or you feel sad, or then you can go and meet them. And from the outside, it looks like a little pea. And then when you put your mind inside, it's this big, nice room with very, very beautiful and nice, quiet place to go. And they're always waiting there for you. And they really, really care for you, and they're always watching out for you. We don't believe in a God who made the world. We believe it comes from your mind. But we do believe that there are beings like that who have been watching you your whole life. They've been around you. Sometimes they pretended to be the people you knew. And they've been trying to help you and guide you. And then imagine that they are, that one is staying in your heart and very happy to be there. We say Buddhas can move at the speed of mind, and they can be anywhere they want to be, and they don't take much space up. They say you can fit a million Buddhas on the head of a pin. So it's no problem for them to be in your heart, really. They really do come, as soon as you think about it. The last step is to, this is coming out of meditation, then you dedicate that good karma. You made a lot of good karma, and you try to imagine that all the people that you meet during the whole day, there'll be something slightly different about you, like 1% different about you. You know, you didn't just eat all morning or read the newspaper, you know. They can sense something different about you. As you walk through the day, even people who meet you on the street, they sense something slightly different about you because you did something completely different in the morning. So imagine them. The last step of meditation is to think about it, that as you meet people during the day, that, you know, when you feel upset or angry, you tend to pass it on to other people and during the day, and then it passes on to another person. It passes from person to person. But if you did some kind of meditation in the morning, there's a certain calmness about you that spreads from person to person around you. So dedicate it to that. Okay, then you can relax.